Real Boy is Haas's first major independent project after receiving a master's degree in journalism from the University of California, but not her first time on national television. Her 2010 thesis film, Old People Driving, aired on PBS's NewsHour and also traveled to some film festivals, including a screening in Sitka, where Haas had been an intern in 2009. Looking for a new project, she became interested in documenting the life of a transgender adult vocalist. Instead, she discovered the story of a trans boy named Bennett on a different musical path.
It's Friday, July 27th, and I'm a little over 2 months on testosterone. 2 months and 6 days, and my name is Ben, because I changed it.
The central sort of relationship in the film is between a young transgender musician and his mom, who is on her own journey from resistance to acceptance of her trans kid. And while she's working through all the things she needs to work through, Bennett is taken under the wing of his mentor, an older transgender musician named Joe Stevens.
The film follows Bennett for 4 years, from age 19 to 23, and examines his life from many perspectives, not just trans issues, but family and peer support, addiction and recovery, mental health, and the healing arts. Haas has screened it 150 times in 20 countries. Sometimes Joe and Bennett perform afterwards, and often there is deeper interaction with the audience. Haas finds this part of filmmaking gratifying.
It's really a pleasure to share the film with community and to allow people to share their own stories and the ways that the film resonates for them in their own lives.
Real Boy has won a pile of awards and is a huge success for Haas in the world of documentary film, where she says there are many great films and not enough funding. She's grateful to the Independent Television Service for its early support of the project. Real Boy is the season's final installment in PBS's Independent Lens series. Haas spent 4 years working on the film and a fifth year marketing it. She's not looking for another movie of her own right now. Instead, she's hiring out her skills and talents to other projects. But Real Boy is far from over. There are more screenings, festivals, and fundraising still to come.
And all of that is carried alongside the responsibility that I feel to the people in the film and how much I love and care about them and want to honor them in telling your story, but also how much responsibility it is to get it right.
It's not what I would have wanted my child to want, but the ultimate goal for any parent is that their kid is happy.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.